Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur, welcoming you out today for another wonderful show. Remember to visit our website, www.moneyripples.com. Also, check out our other blogs. There's great events like our Wealth Empowerment Intensive we just got done with the last weekend. That was fantastic. By the way, we've got one more coming up in October, and that's it for the year. So if you want to be able to get some real hardcore advice, you want to get deeper into these principles we teach and know how to apply them, you got to come, and we have a ton of fun. You'll love it. It's a great environment, intimate setting with I just try not to get a lot of people there. I try to get few people, relatively speaking, 30 to 40 people max, just to make sure you get the best value possible. They feel like you get some personal attention from me a little bit, and you get to interact with some amazing like-minded people. So be able to check those things out. Also, be sure to subscribe to our podcast here. You can go to either blogtalkradio.com/moneyripples or go to iTunes and subscribe to us at the Chris Miles Money Show. So today I want to talk about something that I refer to as being the big picture. So when people talk about finances, usually they're very micro, meaning that they're looking at the small details. They focus on one aspect of your finances, but not the whole picture. You've been taught the same thing. You've been taught to compartmentalize and look at everything as being separate. For example, you look at your savings as one box. Then you look at your debt as another box. You look at your insurance as another box. Then your investments as another box. Then you look at your cash flow as another box. You look at all these separate little pieces and legal work and everything else that might be involved. And you look at these separate pieces, but there's really not anybody trying to bring it all together for you. And so I want to kind of have you step in my brain a little bit of how I look at the big picture. How do I see that everything flows? Because your money, for it to maximize, for your stewardship to increase, money's got to flow. It's got to flow in and out. Everything's got to work together, not work separately as separate cogs that never link together. You want these cogs working together. It's just like a football team. You don't want all these football players that are star, all-star players running all their own plays, but never really having any order or any real purpose behind it. They're just running the best they can, but they're running different plays, and so the quarterback gets sacked. You know, everybody gets tackled and nobody ever progresses. And this is what happens to people financially. They go meet with a financial advisor. As well-intentioned as they are, they'll say, hey, here's what I focus on because I sell investments or I sell insurances or I sell this or that or the other or puppies. I don't know. But anyways, whatever they're selling, you know, they typically focus on those areas and that's it. But I want you to look at these different areas. So first, the first area that needs to be focused on is cash flow. How much money is coming in and how much is going out? Do you know how money's flowing? How is it flowing in and out? How is it being used? Is it being used productively or not? You know, those sort of things. How is that affecting everything else? For example, how is your cash flow or the lack thereof affecting your business, for example? Maybe people don't realize that when your cash flow is not under control, it can actually, in some ways, emotionally affect you to the point where it also affects you in your business. You know, I had somebody like this, I've had several people like this, actually. I can give you several single examples, but I'll tell you, I've had many, many people where when they're frantic, when they're trying to make a lot of money because maybe they're not tracking their money, for example, what ends up happening is that they come off being desperate. Now, what's really happening is that they're just working really hard just to try to make ends meet. So yeah, there is some desperation there. Now, what happens when you're desperate in business? Do you attract more people or repel them? Well, of course you're going to repel people. If you think of any desperate people you've ever met with in your life, especially those that are trying to sell you something, you never want to do business with them, right? And so you end up working harder for less money. If you get your cash flow under control, you end up working less hours and making more money. People say yes more often than they say no. These are the things that you've got to address. There's so much more involved. It's not just about living on a budget. I mean, that's fine and dandy, but you know what? Budget's like step two. It's down the road when you've started to track your money first and you've tracked it for several months. So cash flow is one of those areas you've got to look at. Now, you've also got to look at things like your debt, as many people call it. I refer to it as liabilities or your loans. You got to look at that as well. What's happening there? You know, can you get that more under control? Can we get the payments down? Even if that means you pay it over a longer period of time, that may not be a bad thing. Especially if you're in business, the best thing you could probably do is get your payments lower and then month to month choose whether you want to put extra onto it. But here's where the big picture comes in. Many people just want to attack that. I would actually argue that in most cases, or in many cases, not most, but I'd say many, which could be most, people probably need to focus more on building their savings up than they are on paying their debt off. So many people get caught up. They say, yeah, but I got $1,000 in my account now. Now I should aggressively pay off my debt because that's baby step number one. Wrong. You need to get yourself to a place of comfort, a place where you can feel abundant before you start to do this. Well, why is that? Well, because of the same reason. If your savings is below a certain number, even if you're aggressively paying off those loans, you're still in a place where if anything happens, you're desperate for money. And again, that affects you in business, that affects you in your life, in your relationships, and you start being more stressed, you start yelling at people, and this is not a good thing. Not to mention you start working harder in business and getting less results. So a lot of times we might want to build up savings. So I had somebody just last week, I said, you know, for you, let's stop putting, they're putting almost $1,000 a month into savings total between short-term savings and long-term. I said, stop it. Build that savings up to $10,000 and then let's start focusing on paying off those loans. Yeah, we'll pay the minimum payments, but let's start paying those loans off more gradually right now. And then we can start being more aggressive. And even after they get to that $10,000 amount, they may still want to actually get to a point where they're paying those loans off and building some savings still. So it may not ever stop. Again, it's always case by case depending on the person and what's your situation is. I don't like to think that there's any one magic bullet because people aren't the same. We all have different emotional places that we come from. We have different circumstances that we're coming from. We have different things come up in the future. Some people I get, they say, hey, I want to buy a home in the next year. Well, you know what? We're going to start, maybe there's certain loans we want to pay off fast, but you know what? We might want to build up a lot of savings because a lot of times that gets us stuck where if the bank doesn't see us having any savings, they don't want to give us any money, right? So all these things you have to consider. And I know that can be confusing, and that's fine. That's why, when I work with people, we try to discuss it and work it out. We try to figure out what's going to be best in that scenario. So the thing is, we try to figure out how we can get there fastest. My overall goal is acceleration, not accumulation of money. How can we accelerate what's happening in your life? That could mean building up savings that we're accumulating. We might accumulate a little bit so we can accelerate. Because if you're not in the emotionally right spot, even if I give you the best strategies in the world, you're going to botch it because you're freaking out. You're in scarcity and you're going to blow it. In scarcity, you will end up ruining things. You can only make things work at their maximum level if you come from a state of abundance. So my whole goal is how do I get you to a state of abundance and get strategies that work to get you the best results the fastest way possible? And even with insurances, many people don't realize by not having certain insurances, you could actually affect your cash flow. You can actually even affect how much money you have in retirement, whether that retirement includes your business or not. Many people don't realize that if you don't have insurances, you lose out on retirement. I used the example just a few weeks ago where I had a 65-year-old woman where because she got a life insurance, we were able to cash flow more in her retirement. In fact, by more than double, by nearly $100,000 more a year, we're able to do that. That could be something as simple as homeowners insurance. So having those insurances, the right insurances in place, and make sure you're getting maximized there. Make sure that your savings and your investments, like what we talked about before with the whole Y2K15, probably being in the stock market is not the best thing to be in right now. How can you make sure that your money is going to be safe and that's not going to be at risk? Because again, scarcity creeps in when all of a sudden you realize that your money is being gambled. If you're in the stock market, you are gambling. You are not an investor. You're not really a saver. You're really just a gambler. Yeah, you didn't know better because that's what everybody told you to do, and that's not your fault. That's the people teaching you. That's what they've taught you. Now you just have to make the choice about what you're going to do with that information. And so how do you make sure you go from a place of being a gambler to at least a saver, or even better yet, a steward of that money, and see how we can maximize it and, again, create cash flow, not just accumulation. You know, so all these things intercorrelate together. This is something you got to really look at from the big picture. And, I'll give you an example. I had one guy where he was 62 years old, and I've used this example for a few that some of you may have heard before. He was 62 years old, and he had seen his business decline 3 years in a row. Now, he had $500,000 in his IRA. That was the good news. The bad news was that money was making him nothing when it came to cash flow. And his biggest problem was cash flow. He was at the point where now he was paycheck to paycheck. He was doing well. He was saving a lot. But now, even in that saver mentality, now he was saving a lot less and stressing out. So as I looked at the situation, I said, listen, if we restructure some of the loans, pay off a few of these other loans using your retirement money. So instead of letting that money grow and never touching it, I said, no, let's touch it. Let's look at touching that money. Let's cash it out, $100,000 of it, to pay off some of these loans and refinance and do certain things to free up $50,000 a year. That's a 50% rate of return. And he said, yeah, but Chris, how am I going to retire? Okay, let me explain this again. $100,000 to guarantee $50,000 a year freed up. That's over $4,000 a month you've got back in your life right now. Yeah, but Chris, I can't retire if I do that. Okay, think of this as like your retirement. You're taking out $100,000 to guarantee yourself $50,000 more in cash flow a year. You're just now getting your retirement early. Yeah, but Chris, and finally his wife stepped in and said, hey, you know, honey, listen, you got $400,000 more. You have $500,000. Let's just use $100,000 of this and free up the money like Chris says. So reluctantly, he did. Now we freed up that money just like I said we did, over $4,000 a month. That's $5,000 a year that now he's not paying every single month. Do you think that relieved a little bit of stress for him? Absolutely. Way better than watching the market go up and down and wondering if he's going to have it tomorrow. And now what happened on top of that? Here's where the big picture came in. Because that money was freed up, he didn't need to make money. Now, granted, he still wanted to make money. But remember, he lost passion in his business. He was starting to get a little bit run down, especially as a chiropractor. However, now that he didn't need to make money, now people are coming into his office, and he said, you know what, I don't need to make money from these patients. I'm doing fine. All of a sudden, he relaxed. He started to remember his passion and his mission around health and wellness and how he wanted to better people's lives. And in fact, even literally save people's lives with the knowledge and the information and the services that he provided through his chiropractic office. He started to get passion again. Do you think those people sort of respond to that passion and the fact that he's relaxing now? Do you think they responded to it? Yes. In fact, within months, not long after, he said, Chris, this is amazing. And remember, this guy was not only just doubting some of the things I was teaching, he was even getting to the point of being depressed and pessimistic. He said, wait a minute, Chris, like this is amazing. I'm starting to love my work again. I'm starting to get passion for it. And now I'm making an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month, depending on the number of patients coming in. Now he made an extra $20,000 that year on top of the $50,000 we already freed up. Because of the $50,000 we freed up, he was able to make another $20,000 on top of it for a total of $70,000 more a year. That is the big picture. You cannot have somebody teaching you what to do with money when they don't even address how it affects your emotions and everything else around it. Everything in your life is intercorrelated. Your health is intercorrelated with your money. Your relationships also relate to your money. Things going on in your head, the mental state that you're in, whether you're pessimistic or optimistic. Are you doing the power hours or are you not doing the power hours? I harp on my clients about that all the time, especially when I notice they go through scarcity. I'll say, how are you doing your power hours? And every time they say, we're not doing them. Do them. This is all part of the same whole. And so if you start to realize how this picture works together, it's incredible. And it can work so much better and faster when you start to see that. When you start getting micro-focused, just like everybody's teaching you to do, on just your savings or just your debt or just your, you know, even if you do look at cash flow, most of them look at cash flow. It's usually savings, debt, period. That's it. Maybe they'll look at insurances, but it's mainly savings, investments, and your debt. That you cannot become financially free looking at just those few things, especially when they're not working together. Getting all those cogs linked together, you get a well-working machine. That is the macro big picture perspective. So as I challenge you to do that, if you're wondering how that works in your life, shoot me an email. Ask me some questions, chris@moneyripples.com. Let me know some of your questions. Either way, whatever you need to do, make sure you take action. Make sure you start to look from the big picture. What's going to really foster abundance, not scarcity? Everybody make it a great, prosperous week. And we'll join me again next week on our next show as we give you great information and start giving you ways to help prosper and create real cash flow and freedom and a better quality of life today.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.